Blog Talk Radio.
Say, I want to turn you on, make you shout, and something else. I forgot.
There we go.
How are you guys doing on this July 4th edition episode show of Kel's Corner? How's everyone doing? Sis, how you feeling?
You know I'm amazing over here, bro. You know what it is. Nice weather, hot as a mug, and that's my type of weather, so I'm good.
Yeah. Something about this day always gets me a little antsy for my birthday. You know what I mean? July 21st, you know, And the thing about it, we have a show the Thursday before, because my birthday is on Friday this year. I absolutely love when my birthday falls on a Friday. So my birthday going to be on Friday. My twin and I, our birthday will be on Friday this year. So, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to it. But the fourth always... It's July 4th. I always watch baseball. My Betty, I got a little bit of that Yankees and Orioles today. I know my Betty wasn't too happy, but hey, you know, it's baseball. We ain't hit that All Star break situation yet, so you still good, you know. You still good. Keep putting them eggs in your basket, babe.
I know this one.
But I watch baseball. We go to my aunt's house down in Charles County and shoot off fireworks and grill. And I get to spend time with my granddaughter. And look, Treach, I'm telling you. I absolutely love being a grandfather. Do you hear me? I mean,
come on, too.
I know you know what I'm talking about. Look, we were doing the family tech, and I was on my way home from work, and my aunt texted my daughter, and my daughter was like, you know, count me, Zuri and the baby in. And girl, I was right at Fifth Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue where they intersect and cross at
right.
By the Muslim church. Girl, I hooked that right so fast. You know why, Tree? At the bottom of the hill, at the entrance to Anacostia Park,
mm-hmm.
The dude sells fireworks every year. So I hooked that right, drove down the hill. I was like, dang, I missed my turn because normally I turn by the gas station and the pizza joint and then come back around to the fireworks stand. But I was so excited, girl, I completely missed my turn to the left. So I had to drive all the way over the bridge at Anacostia Park, then go down there, U-turn, come back. And the girl was like, I saw you drive by. Is everything okay? I was like, yeah. I said, my grandbaby coming to our my family's 4th of July cookout celebration this evening. So Pop-Pop got to get her some fireworks. Girl, she was like, oh, my goodness. She said, you love being a grandfather, don't you? I was like, girl, being a Pop-Pop is everything. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
And look, Sunday, I went to the newborn, Zelani. My Lonnie Pop is what I call her. Her christening. And it was just like, my granddaughter saw me. She was like, Pop-Pop! You know what I'm saying? And so excited. And girl, I was just sitting there. I was like, you got some money for church? She was like, no. I said, here, in your purse, and when they have offering, make sure you give this for your offering. Girl, why they already
right.
had offering? They already had offering. So she got me for a few bucks. But it was just, you know, that's my grandbaby, man. You know, a couple of dollars ain't going to hurt. Ain't going to hurt nobody. Pop-Pop got to still be the greatest. So, you know, hey. Pop-Pop do what he do. And for all of you who said, tell you a sucker, so what? I'm a sucker for Zuri and Lonnie Pop love. You daggone straight. Give me all. I'm trying to OD on my grandbaby's love. Yeah, talking about. Yeah. But, yeah, that was just.
That's amazing.
It was just crazy. It was crazy to me, though, because. Normally, I shared with you, I already got with Rico and got my fireworks. And when we get off air,
right.
I'm gonna tell you how much I spent when we get off
air.
I lost control. But anyway, found out my grandbaby was coming. I was like, none of those fireworks I got from Rico. She'll have fun looking at them, but she needs her own. You know what I'm saying? Her
own sponsors. She can't interact with those ones.
Yeah, she can't interact with those. So they have sparklers now that after you sparkle them, after they, you know, die out, you pull the tip off, and they become glow-in-the-dark bracelets. So I was like, oh. She's going to love this joint right here. And that lady was like, are you about to cry, sir? I said, no, I'm not about to cry. I said, it's just overwhelming because I can see my grandbaby's look and reaction before we actually, you know, partake in our 4th of July celebration. So. It was just, I was just like, man, I got to tell the corn about this one, bro. I got to, you know what I mean? Hey, one thing y'all learn about Kale, man, when it comes to them emotions and how and what I'm feeling, I'm sharing them. If my Lord give them to me right then and there, I'm telling
right.
you about it right then and there. You know what I'm talking about?
Fact.
I think this world we live in, does too much feeling hiding. You know what I'm saying? I think we should have
yeah.
a little bit more of expressing ourselves and telling people how we feel about them. You know, one thing I love about this show is the fact that we let everybody know we love them. We appreciate them. And
yeah.
they are the motivation for us. You know, I was thinking about Marcus and, you know, his new member of his family, little Marcus, you know, and I'm just
yeah.
like, you know, we have so many reasons to be happy. to have joy. But we allow the little things, come on now, we allow the little things to overtake all the many blessings. I mean, waking up every morning is a blessing in itself. That's a blessing in itself. But you think about your day and all the things that went exactly like you wanted to and the unnecessary that went better than you thought. Hey, look at here, man. I'm just, you know, and I know it's a hard thing to do, but I'm just going to try my best to smile every day. And I learned when you smile, sis, that make them wondering what you think about. You know what I'm talking about? So whatever.
It set off more endorphins.
Do who?
It set off more endorphins in your body. It set off more endorphins for your body. Like your body taking on those endorphins in your body. So it takes more to be mad than it more muscles in your face to frown than it do to smile. Mm. So I would rather just smile all the time, even when I don't want to.
Y'all hear that? The co-host done put on her psychiatrist and doctor hat and let y'all know that let them endorphins in your body. Y'all talking about? That's what I'm talking about. Girl, I love you. I love you. Listen.
Well, you know I like that.
I know you do. On this episode of Kale's Corner, y'all, we're going to discuss the MLB power ranking heading into this All-Star break. We learned last week, July, the Home Run Derby, and July 11th, the actual All-Star game. We're going to take a look at the latest NBA news. That's trades, rumors, and contract signings. You know, some people have signed to stay on with certain organizations, and some people have said, I want out. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're going to take a look at that. Y'all, NFL football is right around the corner, y'all. That's another thing I forgot about July 4th. I know we only a few weeks away from training camp as well. And I found out my team's rookie report on July 21st, my actual birthday. So, yeah, July. But listen, the NFL football season is right around the corner, y'all. We're going to take a look at the top 10 linebackers and the top 10 interior defensive players. Treece, you're going to be happy with the linebackers. That's all I'm going to say. All right,
y'all.
So, listen, you can join Lady T and our online corner crew, Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. That's Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Or you guys can join Lady T and DMB Kale along with all our live and studio family each and every Tuesday, Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real is our only real. And trust, 57 and Treece going to get you if you ain't speaking the real. Now, talk about, make sure you come in with that grill, whoever come. I'm sorry, Treece. I've just been running my mouth. Anything you got you want to get off your chest, anything you know, feeling good about.
I do want to shout out.
Okay.
Because we always want to give people their flowers, you know, early. I know you guys might not know this guy, but I know this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he is my granddaughter's father. Like, he, you know, at first he had some little struggles in life, you know, like trying to get his life together and stuff like that. But today, you guys, we found out that he was offered a position on his job. He worked for the post office. He was offered a position on his job as a career position on his job.
Mm.
So struggles on his in his life has gotten way easier for him. So that's great shout out to him. Yeah. So that's, and you know, I just wanted to say, keep, you know, hold your head up. You're still my son. I love you, love you, love you. And just keep doing what you're doing because God is watching. So his name is Anthony Davis. We call him Man Man. So he's really doing a good thing. So I just wanted to give out a shout out to him. He's really doing great things at the post office.
And you know what? I always think of this, okay? The way we start our journey, never does our journey end up the same, because we grow, we go through different obstacles and different trials, and what don't kill us builds us. So, Anthony, Davis, man, your path, not ducking it, running away from it, or hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for facing your trials head on and becoming a young man that your daughter will look up to and the people around you will look up to. So, great job. Great job.
Yeah.
And I listen, y'all, I had mine growing up. I had my struggles when I thought I was grown, when I didn't know nothing about being grown, and I was off that nobody can tell me nothing thing. So, God, look at the man that's before you now, and with Mr. Anthony Davis, look at the young man that's before us now. So, yeah, y'all. The story is real. Our God is real. And we got to, you know, hey, stick it out. Stick it out. You never know what your story will end up being, okay? Great shout-out, Therese. Great shout-out. All right, y'all, 563-999-3782. And I don't know why, but I'm in the mood for Prince. So we're going to hit it. It's Prince, and we're coming right back.
Let's get it. No, on the right to the music, though.
We can't play it all, y'all. Marcus said Prince is always acceptable. That was dedicated to our man, Mr. Davis. You know, he's a star. Yes, he is. Okay, y'all. MLB Power Rankings headed into the All-Star break. The AL East, the Rays, 57 wins, 30 losses. The Orioles are number two with 49 wins, 34 losses. Yankees, number three. And this is just the AL East, y'all, because we have Oriole fans and we have Yankee fans, so I must give all of these. 47 and 38. Now, I'm not sure if the win today over the Orioles is on this score. It should be. But if not, hey, charge it to my computer, not my head. The AL Central, we have the Twins with at 43 and 43. AL West, the Rangers at 50 and 35. That is our American League. Now in our National League, the Braves at 57 and 27, sporting the best record in baseball. We have the Reds at 47 and 39. They're a problem. The Diamondbacks in the West, 50 and 35, and that is our National League leaders. I'm just going to go ahead and bring 57 in because I know. Look, I was watching that Yankees game, and I said, I know that Bama 57 going to come in and just tap dance on everybody because them Yankees doing good without Aaron Judge. So, without further ado, what say you, Huckleberry?
Hey, my Betty. How you doing? You always talk about
57.
We don't talk.
Said,
huh?
She said the Oreos lost. I hope y'all satisfied. Kale in the corner. I hope y'all satisfied
what?
And laugh out loud.
Oh man!
And we ain't satisfied. We ain't like we was just looking for the Oreos to lose. You know, we weren't rooting against y'all or anything, but. Hey, it just
she
happened.
Said,
you know what I'm saying?
She said, "What's up, Hayden?
Welcome to the real world. Welcome to the real world." That's all I gotta say.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
It's getting tight, and you beginning to see the teams that's gonna look like they're gonna be running for the second half of the season to get to the playoffs. You know, teams are beginning to tighten up. And some teams are beginning to be themselves. Like the Yankees. The Yankees got a great team, but they keep making little mental mistakes. Like in their head is not in the game, and they keep losing games like that. Out west, you got the Dodgers in San Francisco. I'm sorry, we just talked about the AL. Minnesota is beginning to look good. Tampa Bay is looking real good. Yeah, they're looking real good. And the Texas Rangers are looking good, you know. So, you know, it's worth to see the Texas and Seattle might battle a little bit, but the Yankees beginning to come through right now, and we don't have Aaron Judge out there to sit back and watch hit home runs, which is a good thing, believe it or not. I said it.
I was listening today to the commentators, and they are of the mindset that Aaron Judge is only y'all are only getting one more home run when Aaron Judge is in. Now it's a great time when he does hit that home run, but your Yankees are doing good. You know, without him, Aaron Judge is like the cherry on top, if you will. You know,
yeah.
It's
James
to me,
Kale.
It's like
okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, sis.
I'm just gonna tell y'all what online is saying. James Jones is first of all, he's saying hello to everybody and y'all be safe during these, you know, holidays or whatever. He want everybody to be safe. Mom Betty said, "What's up, y'all haters?" James Jones said, the Nationals is killing us. I mean, like, they're just killing us. I don't know what to say about them. And then Mom Betty says, we still in the full place. It ain't over till the fat lady sing. And I don't hear nothing. I don't hear nobody singing yet.
Well, that's a long way from being over. I agree with on that. So.
The Orioles are in MLB. Power rankings. I just read the division leaders, but with the MLB top 10 power rankings, the Orioles are fifth. So, and like 57 said, usually those top World Series champ. Well, actually, the top 10 team. I'll say out of the top 10 teams, you normally can pick a World Series champion from that top 10. So, you know, hey, that's why I said what I said, my baby. Keep putting your eggs in that basket because it ain't over. It's far.
And plus, my baby, let's not forget that the Orioles been there before where they were running away with the first half of the season and totally collapsed the second half. Let's not forget that.
They getting you, Mom.
Hold up. Why are they getting her? I didn't say nothing about her.
Oh, you know you with me, Kale.
57 said said, come on, 57 said it. Kale didn't say it. 57 said he, y'all going to crumble. He said y'all going to crumble. I said, you all the way up to 57.
Let's go to
all the way.
Let's go to Brother Marcus, man. Let's see what's happening. What's up, bro? How the baby, man? First of
what's
all,
up, new
how the
what's
baby
up, Papa?
Unmute
he got
yourself.
Us on mute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got us on mute. Okay. Well, we're going to leave him on. Let's go to Brother Ted.
What's up, Ted? Unmute yourself
because
you probably
going to
come in on.
Yeah, how y'all doing? Yeah, I am.
Go.
I am.
What's up? What's up, fam? How you feeling?
I'm good. Good evening. Just
what's up,
Ted? How
are you? All right.
I have one question.
Yeah.
The city of Chicago has two baseball teams. How in the ham sandwich, not even one of them, is in the top 10 right now, bro? What's going on with your baseball teams, man?
They sorry. Sox won the other day, I believe, but I think the Cubs might have lost. But, you know, it is what it is. Like you said, still a long season. You never know to the end.
Right.
That's all. Mm-hmm. But we ain't all good like that. We okay.
Ain't even 140
you know,
games
so.
Yet.
Yeah.
Neither one. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They'll be all right. They made a lot of in Ted's defense, with the White Sox, not the Cubs, but the White Sox, they got a lot of new players, like a lot of new different players. So they trying to get the chemistry together for them.
Right.
I don't know about the Cubs. They've been together for a minute. I don't know why they can't get it together. But the White
well,
Sox
the White,
got a
the
lot
Cubs
of White
should
Sox
be having a good season.
Yeah,
the
that's
White
what I'm
Sox
saying. I don't
only,
know what's going on with them.
White Sox only 3 games from 40, and the Cubs are only 2 games from 40.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, that ain't bad. There's a plateau you want to be sitting at once the All-Star break occurs, and it's that wild card position in the MLB is wide open. So
mm-hmm.
we all remember 2018, the Nationals, they went from wild card to World Series. 2019. All right, I'm hearing this background, so I'm thinking Marcus is here with us now.
Come on, Marcus. What's up, Big Papa? No.
He falls asleep every time he get ready to say something. The baby got him rolling.
The baby got him.
You don't know if he's coming or going.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's bring brother Tang in here. What's up, Tang?
Tang.
Much love and respect. How everybody doing today?
Hey,
what's up, Tang? What's up, baby?
What's up, Tang? 57.
Before we
hear
get
y'all talking
into
about
anything.
This.
What's going on, Brother Tang?
Before we get into anything, Tang, I must
yes,
thank
sir.
You, bro. I must thank you. Rico is a lifesaver, man. I cannot wait
for
this evening to set them them bombs off. I can't wait to set them bombs off this evening.
Already
so,
know,
thank
man.
You,
he can do with everything. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Be careful, man. You end up with a new truck.
Hey, look, we was
you terrible.
Hey, don't follow his instructions, man. You end up setting your house on fire.
Y'all gotta understand. That's that Virginia venom coming up here. That Virginia hate that 57 is spewing out. So,
hey, man,
know,
no, bro. Hey, I'm spewing out facts. I'm spewing out facts. I ain't doing no venom.
Don't pay him no attention.
Hey, listen, have a bucket of water or a water hose beside your fireworks.
There you go.
That's
what you have to do.
It was a storm outside that night. It was a storm outside that night, bro.
The neighbors, the neighbors, and where we going down in Charles County, they battled, and until last year, my aunt and uncle never got to participate until I got with Rico.
Wow.
So now they're participating. And it's, yeah, everybody in the neighborhood
it's going,
doing
it's,
their
it's
thing.
Going down.
It's
but
going,
like,
going
down.
Long as you have that water hose, that's the main thing. After you lighten them off, put that water on all of them because that fire, them coils and all that stuff still be on fire down below.
Yes.
So put that water.
No,
that's all.
All I'm going to say is, Lord, don't let it be like Thanksgiving Day, please. Everybody set their house on fire, burning up a turkey. Don't like for let the fourth be like that for Kale's family down in the woods.
Nah, hey, look, I'm gonna need you to keep my name.
I'm saying a prayer for you,
Kale.
I'm saying a prayer for you, bro. I'm saying a prayer for you.
We good, bro.
Hey, come on, man. Hold on. You don't trust my prayers? You don't trust my prayers, man?
I trust your prayers. They're just unnecessary right now.
All right, that's all I want to know. That's all I want to know.
They're just unnecessary right now.
All I know is who you're dealing with. That's all I know. He got a reputation.
I'm not like 57.
Oh, my goodness. If y'all don't shut up and stop talking about those damn fireworks.
Okay.
Don't let 57 wants to be here with us, y'all. He wants to be up here with us. That's why I said he's spitting that venom. Yeah.
Hey, big brother. At 7:10, I'm explaining to you what he's talking about because we never had that conversation. That's why.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Kale, I'm up there with you.
I don't want to.
I'm up there with you.
Until tomorrow.
I can't put y'all.
After everything. Then I want to have that conversation. Because, hey, listen. I don't plan for mine to be shot off until around 8:30, 9 o'clock tonight. And I ain't going into this situation with no fear. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I know that's right.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Enjoy yourself.
Say that story till tomorrow. Now, today's story is the MLB power rankings headed into the All-Star break. Now, and since we have to reset, I'm going to do it this way. MLB top 10 power rankings, we have the Braves, the Rays, the Rangers, the Diamondbacks, the Orioles, the Dodgers, the Marlins, the Giants, the Astros, and the Yankees. Power ranking. Agree, disagree, good with what? How you feeling about that list?
Say it one more time.
Number one, Braves. Two, Rays. Three, Rangers. Four, Diamondbacks. Five, Orioles. Six, Dodgers. Seven, Marlins. Eight, the Giants. Nine, the Astros. And number 10, the Yankees.
I agree with him because that's what the rankings are right now because they got them right in order. But like 57 said, he's getting to that halfway mark where though these teams about to take a stride and we about to really see who want to win this thing or not and make it to these playoffs. So we just going to wait and see how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with the power rankings because they got it on point. That's just what it is.
Let me ask y'all a question. Corner somehow spiced up the baseball season for you guys like it's done for me. I know 57 and Trees, you guys are diehard baseball folks.
Yeah.
So, you know. But for everyone else, has going over these power rankings and following baseball like we have this season thus far, has it kind of sparked more of an interest in the sport with you? Can you say that?
I can say yeah. Earlier during the season, since we've been talking about it more, I can agree with that. I'm just a little upset with my man Soto over there. For some reason, I think my man Martinez is going to make a power move, and Soto going to be back in that white and red. For some reason, he don't play well over there in that
what?
Color uniform. Yeah,
you
Soto.
Think so?
He'll be back. He
could end up back with the Nationals.
That's the talk on the block right now. That's right.
Yeah.
I've been hearing him talk about it for the last week and a half. I believe Martinez is going to make a move and going to get Soto back over there because he don't play well with that yellow and brown on for some reason.
57, play your trumpet. Play your trumpet because that's not. But go ahead.
Well, look, can I want to comment on what Kale, the question Kale asked, was asking everybody. You know, as Sis and I have been knowing baseball for a while, it's even more – it's fun – for both of us now, seeing more people when we talk baseball, talking the game, my Betty, you know, interested in talking the game. You, Kale, you know, how more you've gained and how much you've brought it along. So, don't just put it on us. You brought it along, too, because the way you come in with the stats and everything is to us. It's like we're seeing more people get involved in the game that we love. And it's inspirational. So I don't know if other people on the thing have learned anything. I think they have. But as far as inspirational and fun, I'm sure, I don't know, I can't speak for Sis, but I know I'm enjoying it.
You can speak for me.
I'm enjoying the baseball product.
I'm enjoying it. I second the motion. And to piggyback off of what you're saying, I do see it lights my eyes up. Like, I get excited and it brings me joy that I can talk more. We all can talk more baseball and everybody understand what everybody is talking about instead of one or two people really liking the sport of baseball and everybody saying it's so slow and they don't like it. But to know it is to love it. I'm just going to say that part. To know it is to love it. And that's what it is. For me.
That's yourself.
You know? That's yourself. I don't even have to tell Tang anything anymore now.
No, you don't, 57. We're going to really
start. 57
thought,
suck a punch
after
suck a punch.
But listen to Ted when we talk baseball. When we first started, Ted was our basketball guy. You know, he knew he was everything basketball. Now he jumped right in on the baseball thing, you know. I mean, it's just enlightening watching it happen.
My Betty said
it would help if y'all stop hating on her O's.
Hey, Mom, don't worry about it. 57 just talking trash because them Yankees got their little issue off in the last two games. Don't worry about it, Mama. Y'all gonna be all right.
My Betty,
y'all still number five in the top 10 power rankings. So, hey, listen, continue to put your eggs in that basket. Yeah, talk about he will be all right.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Marcus. Are you with us, Marcus? Marcus texted me and said, I'm back, bro. But he still not.
Come on in here, then.
Marcus playing hide and seek, y'all. All right, let's bring 007.
Come on, 007. Ron Lee.
Hello, everybody.
I just said, what's up,
Happy Tuesday. Happy 4th of July.
Oh, there go Marcus.
Oh, so many
things. Daddy, yo.
Both
what's
of them
up,
at the same
007?
Time.
I hear both
now,
of them.
Now, go ahead, 007. I'm late. I'm late, 007. Go ahead.
I can check too. Happy Tuesday. Happy 4th of July.
That went crazy.
Happy Tuesday,
oh,
bro.
Hey, man. Oh, I have a public announcement. On your B-Day, you know, I sent you, you know, it's going to be bobblehead giveaway at National Park. I mean, you know,
right,
so I had
right.
to get heads up on that. Number two,
yeah,
I'm very disappointed today. I don't want to speak on any other teams right now because, you know, I don't know baseball. But my team had this
okay.
RISP, you know, running and scoring position. You go 2 out of 19 overall in this series right here. If you don't cash in, you know, you're not giving yourself the chance to qualify to going to playoffs. You can't leave bases loaded and expect to, you know, win games. With that being said, Cincinnati hot. I saw a Yankees game with a guy pitched a perfect game. Forgot his name. I can't get it off the top of my head. Yeah, it's big things popping in the AL East.
Jamon.
Anybody could take that.
Jamon.
We just did that.
Yeah,
we did that twice last night and lost the game.
Yeah.
We did that twice last night. Had three bases loaded.
I told
and
y'all.
Couldn't get
he watching
home.
ESPN. He ain't caught up with us yet. He's still at the Capital
hey.
Center. I mean, the Verizon Center. He ain't caught up with
not
us.
Not the Capital Center.
I'm making bread. That's right. Thank you.
Yeah, I know you right. Y'all with you 007.
Capital One Arena, bro. Capital One.
Yeah. Okay. My bad.
Yeah, but
don't get excited about two games.
But
we only beat them two games. They've been controlling everything all the way. The Orioles got a good team. It's just how everything. We take a break at the end of this week. Baseball takes a break for the a home run derby, the All Star game, and then about three days after that, before they get wound back up again. That's when
hey,
we got to be
I was talking
looking
about
2-0.
You know, Cincinnati got 2-0 against the Nationals.
Cincinnati
got
a great
team.
About his team. Yeah, he's talking about his team.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 007, but Cincinnati got a great team. Cincinnati,
the
Reds
they really have.
And the Braves, they got great teams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You beat them, you're doing
yeah.
good. Especially
yeah.
in the series.
They
I mean, I can see beating
them
one
bullpen.
Game, but
bullpen.
Not three or four games. Yeah.
They what?
They pretty good.
007. No, I was saying they got a nice bullpen, and they got hitters and bottles on this game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he got some players around him, and the Cincinnati Reds could be a real threat in the Central. And I never thought I would say that. You know, they had poor records and stuff. They could be, you know, they could be the one to look out in the playoffs.
I'm going to predict this, and I know Tang don't want to hear it, but if San Diego doesn't turn it around by the end of the week, if they're going to the break the way they're playing right now, they're not going to make it. In the second half of the season, Soto will be
Juan
gone.
Juan Soto is not happy in San Diego. He's not happy.
I agree.
Nope.
Exactly. That's what I said, 007.
Yeah,
I agree with you. 57. That's why I said
he's
going to be back over here.
He's not happy at all.
I don't believe they're going to make it.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all, nothing hurt me more than to watch Trey Turner, Bryce Harper. Well,
Bryce Harper.
Not so much. But the other guy, Schwarber, Kyle Schwarber, I hated seeing them play with the Phillies, man. I hated seeing them dudes in Phillies uniform because I love those guys. Those guys were and Schwarber wasn't a part of our World Series team, but he was a good piece. I liked how he fit in with what we already had. You know, I'm surprised. We don't really have a lot of fans going in, like going hard on the Nationals, because be it the Wizards or the football team, man, these fans would be going crazy to see three or four star players from our team somewhere else. You know, I say it all the time, all during this NBA Finals, every time they pan the camera on Denver's bench, I just shook my head, man. Now, I know that these guys didn't get playing time, a whole bunch of playing time outside of Caldwell Pope, but still, it was like, man, Joe, we had them.
They got that jury.
They, and now they have that jury. They do. The jury is no longer out because it's in Denver. Seriously. So, hey, again, kudos to those guys. Go ahead.
But careful, Juan Soto, yeah, I know he only signed a 1-year deal with the Padres for worth $23 million. So he can sign.
So it's a possibility he could come home.
Exactly.
But yeah,
it is a possibility that he could come home because he only signed that 1-year deal. He did the 1-year deal. They I don't know why they did a 1-year deal, but they saying he did a 1-year deal like for an audition type thing. Like he was on audition. So
well,
it's up to him whether he wants to stay or not.
I can speak from experience with that.
Mm-hmm.
I've proven myself, which made you even take an interest in me. Give me a damn contract. 1 year, $23 million. Okay, that's fine. I'm not gonna poo-poo on the money, but I've proven elsewhere that I am a commodity. I am a player that you should want to sign. So to tell him, well, we'll give you a tryout contract, that's crazy. That's crazy to me. Juan Soto deserves a long-term deal. You know, he probably, all jokes aside, thinking of himself in that Bryce Harper pay range. You know what I'm saying? $400 million, something like that. So when you got in your mind, when you have in your mind, I'm at least make 123 or 250 million, and they only offer you 23 million. Yes, it'll do good for your home, and you'll be able to take care of your family. But you're not getting what you're worth, and that could be the problem.
Well, he's not
going to
get.
Well,
he's not
going to
get Bryce Harper money. No, he's not going to get Bryce Harper money right
but
now anyway.
He
would have to have
though.
Another. But he, if not now, because see, he hasn't had. He's just a single double ball hitter. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Right.
He's not going to get that money right now. He might get it after next year. And as far as the Nationals go, I think the Nationals are going to try to ride this wave right
mm-hmm.
now for one more year because, Kale, you right downtown, it's still an event to go to the Nationals ballpark and watch a game, even if they're not
mm-hmm.
winning or have a chance of going to a pennant. They have a subject of their own success as far as planning events and things for people to do down there. So as soon as they open up and go, okay, it's time to win a pennant, they're going to get some people, but I think they're going to ride this one more year, and I don't think Soto's going to come here this year. Maybe the year after, but not this year. I don't think he's going to come here. And if he leaves San Diego, he might end up in New York.
If he don't come this year, 57, he's going to be signed somewhere long term. So he's not going to have a
New York, the Mets.
You know what I mean?
Well,
yeah,
let's not forget, guys. Let's not forget that the learners are trying to sell the team. You know?
Right.
So maybe that situation right there, as Tree said, as 57 said, will keep him away for another year until they get an owner.
I thought the learners were out already.
No. I haven't heard anything.
Oh, okay.
Saying, are they out? No, I haven't heard anything about them being out yet.
They're not out.
They still trying.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah,
they still
so maybe that is what – maybe that will be that extra year holdup that Treese is talking about. Because, I mean,
that's
you don't
easy
get
money
traded.
Right now coming in.
Yeah, but you don't want to get traded to a team in flux. And the
right.
Nationals
exactly.
are, Yeah, the Nationals still in flux right now because the owners really haven't decided or the proper bid hasn't been submitted. I'll say that. So, you know, hey, enjoy the baseball. That's all we can do at this point. This is try our best. Like, and like 67 said, they have so many other amenities going on at the park that you will go and be entertained. You will always be entertained down there at that park with everything that they have and all there is to do. You know, hey, give it a shot. Give it a shot. Because like I said, I love the ballpark on Friday evenings or Sunday evenings. It's just something about being out there at sundown and, you know, the crowd and the smell and the atmosphere. It's a great place to be. It's a great place to be. I'll tell you one thing. It's better than being at FedEx Field 10 times over. It's better than being at FedEx Field. And that's if Washington wins or loses. FedEx Field is just a bad experience. Mm. You got to walk almost 2 miles if you don't have a
parking pass. What?
Yeah, you don't have a parking pass, you got to walk almost 2 miles from the subway to your seat. And then, it, depending on where your seat is, you know, and every concourse has a food department where you can go and buy food. But who the heck feels like walking again after you just came on that mission to your seat? You know, so, you know, that FedEx Field leaves a lot to be desired, you know.
Well, should I ask Tang a question?
I'll pay.
No, so can I ask Tang a question?
Come on.
Hey,
do you think Soto is having a bad season in San Diego right now because Tatis is back and taking up some of the limelight?
To be honest, 57, to me, that shouldn't be a problem, but I know how some guys are, and it could be a problem. But before he even came back, he wasn't doing nothing really. So I really can't say, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't.
He
I
ain't
happy.
Think,
I just,
he
don't he
ain't
even
about
happy. He also, because if you ain't happy, your performance ain't going to be good. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't know.
He missed Ben's chili
he don't
bowl.
Seem like he got that killer instinct in him.
That's true. But listen, if he didn't want to take the contract, he had the option to stay in Washington. You know, he didn't want to take the contract because Washington was giving him the same money. The Washington was giving him the same money that he went all the way over there for. So my thing was, it ain't about him being happy because he was the one who wanted to leave. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Washington
said
nothing to him. So he wanted to test the water to see what was going on outside of D.C. So my thing
is,
perform. Do your job out there. I mean, it ain't about being happy or not being happy. Even if you're not happy, you're on a, on the job training type of thing. Like, who else going to want you after this? If you don't perform
I believe, Lady T, that the foundation was being broken up once he knew the learners was trying to trade, and there wasn't no foundation here no more, just like it's really not now. I mean, we still got Martinez, but when you get ready to lose, when the owner's ready to decide what they about to do and he really don't know what's going on, I agree with you that he should be performing over there like he should, but it could be that he's not happy. He probably wish that he would have went on and stayed. But at the time, there was so much going on. When we did trade him, he felt like he was doing the right thing. And everybody else did, too. We was like, hey, man, look, man, we getting rid of let him go ahead and go over there because the Padres was looking like they were doing something.
They
were
playing on contention at the time.
Exactly. At the time he went over there, him and
Josh Bell.
Josh
Bell.
I mean, Josh
Bell. No, it was Bell.
Yeah, you're right, 007, yeah. My bad. Good one. But what I'm saying is the time he went over there, it felt like the right thing to do, especially when our team was about to be, you know, we don't, still to this day, like they just said, like we just was talking about, we don't know who our owner's going to be.
Y'all gave away that World Series team right after you won the World Series.
Exactly.
But that was the learners because they really did not want to put no more into it. That all started from the top of the foundation, y'all.
They didn't even have to put no more into it. Like everybody keeps saying, they had to put more into it. They have to put more into it. They didn't have to put more into it. They had a team already there. Everybody was already on contract. They didn't have to get new contracts.
See,
most of the people that was there,
they
didn't have to
money.
Have new contracts.
But Lady T, that was good money that they were spending. They weren't trying to spend that money. They was trying to get away from everything.
It was already.
But guess what, Tank? I believe it would have been a easier and more convincing sale with all your assets. To trade everybody away and give everybody away like that, that is what makes all other owners or buyers shy, standoffish. They're like, what do they have? Matt Scherzer gone.
I agree with you. We got that in our mind now because we see what's going on. But at the time, when we knew what the learnings was about, they came in here and bought the team to bring the team back to D.C. They wasn't about baseball for real. But just so happened, they won the championship. I understand what you're saying, but we're looking at it like that now. But at the time it was going on, that's not how we was looking at it.
But Tang, you said to bring the baseball back to DC. It was only in DC. It was always in DC.
No. What I'm saying is bring a team back here. We didn't have a team. We always going with the Oreos. What I'm saying is they were the ones that had the money to bring a team back to DC, and they wasn't really about that. They said that they talk about that all the time. The Liners was into other stuff. They money is way longer
they
than baseball.
In the fast
and
stuff like that.
So the learners was up there with the Montreal Expos?
No,
I just want to get that together.
Their money went way longer than baseball. They just did what they did to me. Was did DC a favor by bringing the team here because they the ones that had the money. They didn't know they was going to win that in, what was that, when we won that champ, the World Series.
19.
They didn't know that was going to happen like that in 19. You know what I'm saying? Soon as we won it, they was already ready really to get rid of it.
Before the Learners took over, the baseball team was already in D.C., before the Learners took them over, is what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying.
No, they weren't.
The money is long. Their money was so long, it was as though they could have kept everybody that they had in 2019.
No, sis, they brought the team here, sis.
They brought the team.
I'm not disputing that part. I'm saying when they brought the team here, their money was so long, right?
Exactly.
When they won, they wanted to get rid of everybody. And what I'm saying is their money was so long, why not keep everybody? And plus, you just won the World Series, so that means you get more money coming to you. So why not keep everybody?
Well, let me say
what I'm saying.
Hold on 1 minute. Yeah. And let's not forget one of the learners passed. One of the learners died. So,
Pops,
the interest, we don't know if the one that passed was the one that was really interested and with baseball, and the one that lived and moved on was more into the real estate side of the learners.
Okay. I agree.
Well, you know what? A lot of men don't know this, but I know sis know, and a lot of women know. The learners were famous for women's fashion and everything.
Yeah.
They they all got together with some other owners of other stuff in D.C., and they would just like baseball. They weren't enthusiasts, but and they wanted to help bring the team back. But the learners were, that's how they got made their money, through fashion and everything. And, you know, a lot of women know about their learner shops and stuff like that. You know, being married for almost 50 years, I know about it.
All right, y'all. We got another call. Is this Rev or is this Nas?
Come on,
what's up, Nas?
That's Nas.
What's up, Nas? Hey, Nas. Cooler. But yeah, I'm just listening to y'all on this DC talk, man. I don't know enough to say nothing about this, but yeah, happy fourth to you too.
Yeah. Well, it's cool. We can already go into another subject. Beautiful conversation, guys. I like that. So we'll be right back. And when we come back, it's NBA talk, guys. 563-999-3782. We gonna stick to the Prince theme today, y'all. I like that.
Let's get it. We don't own the rights to the music, guys.
What's always been baffling,
somebody sound like
funny
a cat
to me when it comes to Prince is the only man that could wear high heels, open rear end pants, a processed perm, and still take your woman. He can wear everything your woman got on and still take her, you know. David Chappelle has the funniest skit ever about Prince and him and Eddie Murphy's brother playing basketball with his crew against Prince's crew. That John was funny as I don't know what.
Charlie Murphy.
Yes. Oh!
Hey, I almost lost my wife at a Prince concert, Capitol Center.
Oh, hey man,
Prince started humping the floor, and my wife went, "Oh, look at that butt!" The whole crowd got quiet, sitting right beside me.
That's
look
what
that
going.
Don't be talking about
cry
me.
Well, you set yourself up.
Man.
You set yourself up for that one,
hey.
Sam. You ain't put. You don't go to
I'm
no
telling
concert
the truth, man. Bro, I had to, bro.
You set yourself up.
I
man
had to take
I'm not
her
going to no Usher concert with my wife. I ain't going to no concert. No dude
you
concert with my wife.
Hey man, you missed out.
No. Wait a minute. You don't want Usher. You don't want Usher.
Don't nobody want Usher. Usher got them letters that you cannot get rid of.
Here we go.
That you cannot get rid of.
Here we go.
Nobody wants
him. It's a lot of fans that love Usher. Yeah.
They
don't care none about
what. Now
that
he got them letters that
you
can't get rid of,
this,
and they play every now and then. Ain't nobody messing with him. Ain't nobody doing
it.
They just nasty.
When the show was over with and we came home, I was Prince. That's all I know.
Exactly.
Hey, 57, did you put the pants on with the butt out? And throw some
the heels and everything, boss. Heels and everything.
Oh, my goodness, man.
She's killing me,
boss.
Hey, 57.
She's killing me.
Hey, man, please, bro, please, man.
Hey, man.
I don't want to know you like
hey,
that.
Hey, look,
bro,
that's a good thing
you.
About being married, dog. You can let it all hang out. You know what I'm saying?
Then,
oh,
then that fool got his hand.
Doing it with your wife.
You got to say,
I guess the bed is undefiled. The bed is undefiled.
It is undefiled. That is in the Bible. It is undefiled. Yes,
Marcus.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can do things that you wish you didn't. You can definitely do things that you wish you didn't, though. It's on the Bible. Yes, it is.
Man.
And it's a good thing.
That's why y'all been married for 50 years. I see now.
Hey, listen.
Man, it's dudes working overtime right now to pay for them Beyonce tickets because they know it's going down afterwards, man. They know what it is.
Oh, man.
Huh.
Hey,
I can't
all I'm going to say is those actions will make that a hell of a cup of coffee and French toast the next morning. I'm trying to tell you, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. NBA, man.
Anywho.
NBA. It looks like our boy Damian Lillard has made it known, made a request that he wants out. He wants out. And I just got one question to ask you guys. Where do you guys think is the best landing spot for Damian Lillard? Because I'm here in Miami.
The Bucks.
That's what I'm saying.
The Bucks.
Mm. You know what? I can't disagree with that, Tree. I can't disagree with that. But who would they give up for him?
He don't want to go up there with that dysfunctional family, man.
They're not dysfunctional.
But guess what, though?
Whatever.
They're saying the Heat, he's claiming the Heat. He's claiming the Heat. I don't think Portland don't want to deal with the Heat because they're not getting what they want. That's what we got to look at. That's why the trade ain't go down yet. Because he's claiming the Heat, but who they trying to give up? The Portland
they don't want to give them up.
And it might be somebody else like the Bucks because I heard them talking about they can get Middleton and somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Instead of getting Kyle Lowry and what's that other dude name?
Caleb.
Yeah, him.
Hero.
No, Caleb Vincent already gone. He with the Lakers.
Yeah, he gone.
Yeah, he gone.
Look, I heard a lot about Philadelphia being involved with Portland with Dame Lillard today.
Yeah.
He said he don't want to go there, but, hey.
It ain't going to be a choice now.
Philly can't give up nobody because anybody they give up, they got to give up Maxie. Anybody that get Dame Lillard, they got to give up Maxie. They can't
give up
Maxie.
They're not going to give up Maxie because they picked up that young dude, Scooter. They picked up Scooter. They play the same position.
Okay.
They play the same position. That's why they're getting rid of Dame Lillard. You'd be a fool to get Maxie. They trying to get some other people when they do that deal. They're not going to get Maxie.
But this is what I'm going to say. James Harden to be a guy that's won MVP, scoring titles, he doesn't seem the type of guy that's fighting. At least you don't hear him making a whole lot of noise about it. Seems like he'd be wanting to get to a place where he can win him a title. He don't seem to be making a whole lot of noise. Like, I'm going along with the come along, whatever, you know?
You know what? You know what? But you know what? He may not make a lot of noise through communication, but he makes a hell of a lot of noise through his attitude, his play, and his mindset for the job. Everywhere he's gone, they have stated when James Harden was ready to go, all of a sudden some type of injury pops up. All of a sudden he's missing practices. He's spending more time at the strip club and parties than in the gym. In the gym. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
But guess what? Though?
That's
James
on him.
Harden showed no because he took a pay cut. That's why he's staying with the 76ers. He already took a pay cut.
But you know what, Tang? I think that's just because he can stay at the 76ers and just be. I don't think he want to be at a team now where he got it. Like Sis always say, you getting all this money, you the star. You supposed to want to carry your team. You supposed to want a title now. You know, you supposed to be at that point. That's where Dame is right now.
But guess what? Yeah. Dame really ain't dead. It's the team that's making this decision. When they drafted Scoot Henderson, they made that decision for Dame because Dame would be staying in Portland. Dame the one not tripping off a title because he would have stayed there.
No,
he
told him he didn't want to be part of a rebuilding process. He wanted some veterans to come there, and they doing exactly what he said he didn't want to be part of.
We know he said that. But he wanted to stay there. He got so many dealerships out there, Toyota dealership that he got out for.
Yeah.
He didn't want to leave. But when they drafted that dude, Scoot Henderson, that's when he made
Scoot
that
Henderson.
Decision. Because that's his position. And he was like, that's just like when they drafted Aaron Rodgers for Brett Favre. He's like, hold on, what y'all doing? The same way they drafted Love for Aaron Rodgers. That's what happened up there in Portland. When they drafted that dude, he knew it was time for him to get ready to go because they made that decision already that they was making a rebuild.
Every job you ever had in your life.
He just made it harder on himself because, you know, all the grind talk for all the years, clowning Paul George and them for switching teams, and now he had to be the one to do it. But honest, this is just like a relationship where everybody wanted to be the good guy. Nobody wanted to do the breakup and be the bad person in this. So both sides are waiting, and finally Dame had to say, okay, let me go ahead and get out of here. Because there was no way for them to retool and become a contender because they ain't got pieces that people want to get that.
Right.
So they was going to get a retool regardless. And so Dame is right for getting out of there. It's time, man.
It's definitely time. You're absolutely right.
I think he stayed too long.
That part could get interesting. But I do, too. I think he should have left when CJ left. But, the Clippers, they're talking about the Clippers for James Harden, if Harden is wanting out.
Because
Philly is paying him now, but he wants a long-term deal, and I don't think anybody wants to give him a long-term one.
I thought they said
but do y'all
James
really see Harden going somewhere and making somebody better?
I thought he just signed an extension with Philly already, right?
But the talk is he wants to go. So Maury, his old homeboy, GM, you remember what he did with Ben Simmons where he waited all that time to get rid of Ben to get the best deal he could. They're saying that's what it looks like is going to happen out here in Philly, where he's going to wait and try to find a deal for him. So we'll see,
I don't mean to be jumping the gun, but earlier today I was watching and they were saying that it might be some kind of way that they can get Harden in some type of swap where they can get Dame Lillard. It would be another team involved. Yeah, they could get Dame Lillard to Philadelphia.
But they
would have to go around about it to do it a different way. It wouldn't be a direct Harden to Portland, Dame Lillard to Philly.
Right.
They would have to go through another team to make it happen. I can't remember
exactly
how they said it, though.
That's where Maxey comes into play. You get a three-team deal in there. You find somebody who wants – well, I mean, everybody wants Maxey. But you make a deal with Maxey somehow and then do it. But, man, that team –
now they say off-limit. I'm just reading. They say Maxey is off-limit. Y'all can have anybody from Maxey.
That's good policy when it's trade season. It's off-limit. We'll never trade this dude. You know, you try to – try to raise the price.
You ain't lying about that. Then before you know it, you ain't lying. But that's
just
what I feel.
Y'all don't think the Sacramento Kings is the team? Y'all don't think Sacramento Kings is the place for Damian Leonard?
Who they going to give up?
You understand
the
West?
They don't need Damian Leonard.
Who they going to give up, though, 007? Who they going to give up?
Yeah.
Because you got to give up somebody.
They would just be Yeah.
You got to give up.
And that would just be swapping people. They don't need Dame Lillard.
Yeah, they don't need that.
Nah. Nah, Sacramento did a good job last year. I think to bring in Dame Lillard would hurt their process. So, nah, that wouldn't be a good move at all. That wouldn't be a good move at all. They have good chemistry with that Sacramento team. Not saying Dame would come there and disrupt their chemistry, but you already have a good thing. You know what I mean? And what you guys went through last season was a learning curve. It was a learning curve.
Yeah.
And you guys are still young. Y'all are still young. It's no anything. If any team in the league right now doesn't have to be a part of all that hustle and bustle of free agency, it's Sacramento. They really don't have to be. They have a good team already established.
Yeah, and it's Fox's team. You bring Dame in, that changes everything. Hell, they had to move Halliburton to make sure Dame, you know, Fox had the keys. Got him out of there, now it's Fox and Sabonis.
What if Dame went to the Nuggets real quick?
Marcus Sims wants to talk trash. He said that I should tell everybody how I was crying about the Wizards 1 week, then change your tune in 48 hours. First of all, 48 hours is 2 days, okay? Secondly, in that two-day period, them Bammers made moves that was understandable. They made moves that I was cool with. So, yes, of course, I'm not entitled to change my tune. I'm not entitled to appreciate what I'm seeing now. You know,
you ain't lying,
I appreciate
Mark.
What I'm – hey, man.
Hey, man, that's the first rule of fandom.
Thank you.
When they do
thank you.
Like,
I'm
like
so glad. I'm
one
so
at
glad.
Time,
some...
One at a time. One at a time.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, who – hey, who was that? That was you, Tang?
Yes, sir. Because he was going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
He was going crazy, Mark.
Go ahead. This second.
Yeah, because I mean, Matt, let's keep it a stack, man. You was down in the dumps, bro. You was down in the dumps. You really was, bro.
Listen.
Hey, Marcus.
Your team trade away its future. What you have been told for the past two seasons that this is your future. These are the guys that we're going to have as a part of your organization. And then 1 year later, they turn around and fire the general manager and trade the pieces that they told you would be there. Come on, man.
Well, Bradley Beal, but you wanted Bradley Beal gone yourself. You was just upset about that trade.
No.
About us getting Chris Paul.
No, when they traded Bradley Beal away, I was happy. I was the first one saying yes about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay, so what your comments are?
I'm talking about you ain't hear me. I said about the Chris Paul, about when we got Chris Paul on top of you was like, we don't want that trash. Like, why they dump that trash off on us?
And then we dumped
it off.
That? And then we dumped that trash off on Golden State. Now,
that's right. But we got something great though.
Judging the Wizards' history, how many times have you guys seen them make moves like they made this offseason?
Never.
Not the last time. Never. You ain't never lied.
If I'm reacting to what I believe is the same old song, then, hey, man, you know, it is what it is, bro.
But I was like, listen, I said them new people they putting in that front office, they know what they do.
When they did the first trade, it looked like they got robbed. Everybody's like, dang, you just got Chris Paul and a bunch of seconds. That looked like a terrible trade.
Yeah. Right.
Then you seen the other moves they had lined up. So once you turn it into one big play, then it's like, okay, they're doing good. But that one trade was shaky for a couple of hours.
Nobody saw Golden State coming on as a trade partner. No one.
Nope. Marcus.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, Marcus. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember 3 years ago when I sat on this very broadcast and said we should get rid of Bradley Beal now
where
we can get a whole lot of money for him back when we was losing everything. And everybody told me
I was agreeing with you. That was the first time I agreed with 57. It had to be 2 years ago.
So then what y'all telling me, with all the venom I have spit out about Bradley Beal over the season, Marcus was the only one that agreed to trade Bradley Beal. For real?
No, Matt, you've always wanted to trade Bradley Beal, at least for the last 2 years. Last two years, you've been talking. Let's trade Bradley Beal.
Last three, bro.
Yeah, because
last three, and it wasn't even about money. Them Bammers could have gave us a push broom and a mop bucket, and I'd have been cool with it.
And not to disrespect Bradley Beal, because the only problem was he just miscast as a number one. He can't be your best player.
Right.
Now, if he's your second and third best player, like we're seeing in Phoenix, okay, now you got something. But him as your number one guy, no, that ain't going to work.
Exactly. And with that number one cast on him, I expected more. I didn't expect the game to get down to the last 3 minutes, and he had four or five turnovers. I didn't expect the game to get down to the last 2 minutes. We down by seven, and he's going up three, missing everybody, not passing to nobody.
I give Bradley Beal credit for playing his role while he was with the Wizards.
I'm going to tell y'all some people that's been traded to new teams, not people that signed and stayed with the same team. Just some new players going to different teams. Like Dylan Brooks, nobody thought he would get a new contract, but Dylan Brooks has gone to the Rockets. He got a four-year deal worth $80 million.
He's going to be a monster.
Javon Carter from the Bucks.
There's only a two-year deal. Brooks only
he's
two
on
years.
A four-year deal. I just read it. He's on a four-year deal. Dylan Brooks has gone to the Rockets for a four-year deal worth $80 million. I'm reading it off the internet right now. Javon Carter is from the Bucks. He's going to Chicago for 3 years, $10 million. Gabe Vincent from, the Heat is going to the Lakers, 3 years at $33 million. Dennis Schroeder from the Lakers is going to the Raptors, 2 years, $26 million. Derrick Rose for the Knicks is going to Memphis for 2 years, undisclosed price. Monte Morris is going to the Pistons for a second-round pick. Thomas Bryant is going to the Heat for 2 years, $5.4 million. Jordan Clarkson is going to Utah for three years, $55 million. And Eric Gordon is going to the Suns for an undisclosed amount.
And there's one more I saw, too. From Toronto, Van Fleet, he went to the Rockets also.
Okay.
He
went to the Rockets.
Yeah, that deal looks crazy.
But this one right here is kind of like a shocker because I didn't think Kyrie was going to do anything. I thought he was going to move. But this is one that is staying where he is. Like Kyrie is staying with the Dallas Mavericks for a three-year deal, $126 million contract.
Oh.
That's breaking news.
Yeah. That's just to get paid.
For $126 million, I wouldn't move either.
I would be in cement.
Mark Cuban is terrified of Luka leaving, so he had a choice. Had to give it to him.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. But it's
Draymond Green got 4 years for $100 million.
Yeah,
I didn't think he was going anywhere.
Draymond has a golden. He has a Golden State style. Not saying it wouldn't fit with anyone else, but it'd be too many obstacles to overcome with Draymond going somewhere else to play. So that he's home. That's a good place for him to be. And I knew once they let Poole come to Washington, I knew Draymond was their next priority. I knew he was their next priority. So, that's cool.
We talked about it on the show. When Steve Kerr showed up on his podcast, I was like, oh, he must be coming back.
When Steve Kerr, before he even got to his podcast,
and he said they wasn't going to go nowhere without him, I knew he wasn't going nowhere. He said that
after they went to
the Lakers.
Let me ask you guys a question. And this is a little off topic, but how do you guys feel about ESPN's recent layoffs, the firing of Jeff Van Gundy?
Everybody, except for
a few people who everyone else is calling for their job. Everybody, you know, Jalen Rose, Keyshawn, Max Kellerman, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's like Jay Will. What do you got? And Jay Will, Keyshawn, and Max were on the same program. So are they just going away with that show now?
Who knows? But this is about cable TV. Back in the day, those cable packages, they came preloaded. You got ESPN, Fox, and some of those other channels. Once people start cord cutting, and you couldn't guarantee that base that you used to guarantee, the money start looking funny. So they start looking at the budget like, man, we can't pay all these people with all this. People got to roll.
Listen,
so, I mean, this is a cable news story.
They fired Jeff Van Gundy, Jalen Rose, Keyshawn Johnson, Max Kellerman, Susie Colbert, Chris Kilius, Matt Hasselbeck, Steve Young, and so many others. Everybody got to act.
Some of them I agree with.
Jake Dooley, Ashley Brewer, Neil Everett, John Nikovich, Jordan Cornette, Jason Fisk, and David Pollock. Those are all the people that got fired.
Wow.
Just like Nas.
Some of them people were just on there.
Because they wasn't paying all them that money. They bringing in a whole new crew. So
that's
they ain't got to pay them too much money. That's just what that is.
But don't y'all think the cheaper the crew, the less quality of your product? Don't y'all believe that?
They're telling the same information. Everybody gives us the same.
Some of those shows was overloaded with people anyway. Some of those shows like Get Up and First Take, they didn't need to have four people up there on the screen in the mornings. It wasn't necessary. Some of the people were Kendrick Perkins and the other guy on the basketball NBA thing. And with the two girls, they didn't need to have Kendrick on there. So what? He looked like he missed his beard and sprayed the Beijing in his face.
Yeah, Perkins ain't get fired.
Yeah.
Perkins, Lurch is still on.
He should have got fired.
They keeping everybody that we're talking about.
I mean, it's a whole lot of.
They keeping all the fans that we're talking about.
Jeff Van Gundy,
we entering
for what?
Streaming era, man. Yeah, we entering the streaming.
Why
do
you have somebody
company coming in too? So, oh my bad,
yeah.
No, I'm talking too much. I'm talking too much. But no, I'm just saying, why would you have somebody that never won a game in their life? I look at Jim, what's his name? Vitale. Never won anything in his life, but he's your expert commentator. Jeff Van Gundy never won anything, but he got
right.
Let him go. He don't need him.
Max Kellerman,
well,
what's Max on? That's what I'm thinking. Max should be on. He came from boxing. Like, why you even on him?
He
should have
stayed
go
with
boxing.
But
yeah,
the three guys, the three guys that you all just named. Max Kellerman.
And you know what's
Dick
crazy?
Friday.
You know what's crazy
hold
about
on,
Max?
Hold on, Marcus.
Okay, my bad. And Van Gundy, you're hiring them or you have them there
my bad,
for their experience.
I don't even know for
you
their
have, you have them in there for their experience. You know what I'm saying? So you just let your experience go. So it's no way that your programming will maintain that same high standard that we've all come accustomed to. There's no way.
Right, but Kel, their argument would be it's our platform, not the talent. Matter of fact, we can bring in new talent and get them just as high profile in a couple of years, and we'll just have Stephen A. do 50 jobs a day until, you know, some of these other guys find their footing. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's how they approach it. They think they made all that.
Yeah. I would do anything to see less of him every day.
I was going to say
who
same
are
thing
you
anybody
who
for him.
Who are you telling?
Anybody
you
for him.
Telling? No, you see, and it's always about
and
the
ain't saying
truth.
Nothing.
Right. Exactly. But they love Stephen A. They love, for whatever reason, they love him on their platform. So, hey, all I got to do is
I know the reason.
Yeah.
I think
Stephen
A. done pulled a coup on there and snuck around on the back door on them, and now they can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they get
their
money's worth because they got him on all day, all night. They get their money
worth.
Oh,
he getting paid, though, man. He getting paid big time. It's almost
he
like
should.
He owns ESPN now.
You ain't gonna work me like
a dog. He got all different shows. He got about 4 or 5 shows. He got 2 podcasts. I'm like, I see why your hair receding. You ain't got no time to do nothing.
Then he muscled in on him for the NBA Finals, sis. I'm just saying, you know, he's sitting in up there with them on the NBA Finals. I'm like, how did Stephen A. Smith get here?
Exactly.
You know?
Him and Skip. Like, damn, y'all ain't
Jalen Rose, they could have been got rid of him. Get his little wig wearing butt off the TV.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Got his toupee just up there with the Beijing on the lineup. He got like three wigs that he wears. The new one with the freshly cut, the in-between one, and then the raggedy one.
You look like Prince on Sundays and Sherman Hensley on Tuesday.
Hey, listen.
I'm done.
If y'all want a good laugh, and I'm sure Treese has already done this, but listen to Kwame Brown talk about Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That Bama had me in tears, man, going on and on about Shannon Sharp and everything he did wrong. Man.
Get along,
it was
gang.
Funny.
You call him the get along
gang. Yes. So, yeah,
Before, you can call Kwame a bust and all that other stuff. Start having a one-on-one versus Kwame, roasting, you're going to lose.
It.
That dude funny as hell, man.
Yes, indeed. Yes, sir. You're going to lose that battle quick.
Yeah, he really is. All right,
Marcus
y'all,
had
great
something to say. Marcus was about to say something. Hold on. Marcus had something to say before I cut him off.
Go ahead, Marcus.
Yeah. Nah, it's all good. I was just going to add a little tidbit that Max Kellerman, he ain't no boxer. He don't know nothing about boxing either.
You got to at least give Max that.
Exactly.
Nah, bro. He be running his mouth, and he don't know what he's talking about. I'm telling you. everybody is he's one of those learned people. You know what I'm saying? Just been around some stuff. But he ain't he don't know nothing. And he always be talking sports, and I'd be like, man, what do this clown really know?
Right. Yeah. Martins and I have had an in-depth conversation about Max Kellerman. I know Max is like, it's about time. It's about time.
No.
Yeah.
There's about three people. Yeah. I hope they don't ever take off ESPN, and I'm going to keep those three names to myself. But I hope they stay. I don't care if they don't never say one word.
Well, it got to be.
How many of them
Gray,
y'all think going to FS1? It got to be females. The way he's talking, it's females.
you know it is.
Pam Oliver is one. She retired.
No, they could have been.
Dead.
They could have been out of the Predator a long time ago.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that.
Thank you, sir.
Pam.
Thank you, sir.
Don't do that.
Thank you, sir.
Hey,
I'm glad you said
that.
Hey, you know, 57 been on the chat today, man. You've been doing a good job with your stuff today, bro. I like your little
Don't do that. Don't hype him up, Marcus.
Hey, y'all remember when they ran Pam Oliver off TV? They ran her
don't
off TV because
after
she couldn't get a wig together. I ain't trying to look at no white man, though, Treat. I ain't trying to look at no white man, but.
That's what we got to look at.
I ain't trying to look at no black woman with a messed up hairdo.
Right. Hey, Treat, you got to admit, Pam Oliver comes on TV like she just stuck her daggone finger in the electric socket.
I'm not messing with y'all.
She was running to the car and they threw her the wig. Come catch
this. It's the grinding of the teeth for me. And everybody know what that grinding is, man. You grinding your teeth on national TV.
Listen,
representing us.
Listen,
come on, man.
Just because of men.
You know she was out there when Michael Stewart was out, when Michael Irvin was out there. So she might be grinding her teeth.
Y'all ain't saying nothing about him. It's like he sneaks on TV. Okay, thank you. Everybody got quiet.
They need to kidnap Michael Irvin and send him to another country somewhere.
They need to send
him. We ain't heard nothing from Michael Irvin.
Well, because
my people online said, "Lady T need more money." I'm just saying.
Anyway, Michael Irvin
was probably fighting for them people for years for that budget.
Michael Irvin was wrongly accused. And that is the last that we've heard of him. So, for real, it's like you can't really kick a dog while he's down. He's already off TV. So, we can't really kick
that dog
while he's down. You know, but,
Pam, but bro, we hear nothing from Michael Irvin. It's like they just took him off the planet.
Who?
We ain't kicking her while she's down.
Yeah, I got all these on the basketball people, the commentators, people just out there talking like Vitale. Who want to look at him? Look, he's so unattractive. Look at him. He about 90 years old.
But,
still got a job.
But we don't have to look at him. It's amazing, baby.
Exactly.
Diaper dandy of the week. I mean, that we've all grown with that. So we all know that. You know what I mean? The only thing that we can equate with Pam Oliver is her hairdo and grinding her teeth. That's it.
That woman probably had to fight for that budget for years for a stylist that looked like us on that show because they were just sending her out there any kind of way. Ain't no telling what kind of fight she had, man. But
Hold on, Nas.
But at that time
it was an epidemic of bad hair going around the world. Look at Serena and Venus Williams. They could never get their hair together. I'm just saying.
They got it together. together. But you don't see nobody messing with them. They still ain't got it together. They had to go to the other.
I know. I just saw Venus this morning on TV. She didn't, still ain't got it together.
No, we ain't going to go there.
You know?
But,
okay, I ain't going to say no more about Pam. I ain't going to say no more about Pam. I ain't going to say no more about Pam.
The struggle is real.
Well,
one last
man, you really got Pam Oliver's back, man. Trees really got Pam Oliver's back.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's right.
Why?
I do.
Listen. One last NBA nugget, y'all. Draymond Green believes Spurs Wemby is being set up for failure. Draymond Green believes. Why?
The height ball control to the point of where he would have to be Wilt, Kareem, and Shaq combined to meet the height.
Yep.
So yeah, the expectations are getting way too high. But hell, I think he's one of the best prospects I've ever seen. But man, the
top
is
so that would be with any team he's with, right? It's not just because he's with the Spurs.
The Spurs act like he's gonna put everybody on his back and play basketball like that with him, with everybody on his back. I'm talking about all 82 games. That's how they seem it to be. Cause who name another person over at the Spurs, y'all? Who else over there? I wait.
Mm.
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
Why y'all got Chris?
And you know what we've forgotten about?
Names? Y'all can't – hold on,
there's
no.
another 7 foot
who
one.
Who
guy.
Is the Spurs team?
No, I mean,
who else
they got some guys
the
like Keldon Johnson.
Who is that?
Devin Vassell.
Who is that?
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Who is that?
I can name some guys, but, yeah, these ain't –
I'm just saying.
They ain't going to no championship the first season anyway.
Right.
They're going to have to build around this guy.
And how many games they going to let him play anyway? What, if he plays 60
exactly.
games, I'd be surprised because they're going to rest the hell out that boy.
Yeah.
No, they gonna play that man with all the hype that he got. They playing him. If he ain't
they got him out
there, if
he
ain't
gonna
hurt, he gonna be on that floor.
You talking about
he ain't gonna last?
He got bad feet.
He ain't gonna last because he got bad feet.
Popovich ain't gonna throw him out there.
I keep telling him, Tang said the same thing I just said. That man got bad feet.
Do y'all see what they?
He might have bad feet.
His for his feet exercises that he got to do before every game, that man ain't going to last in the NBA.
He'll probably give you 8 years.
He's not going to last. I ain't giving him that.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to load manage him. They're going to try to make sure he don't get hurt. And then the other part to it is, you know, they ain't good. So when they already out the playoff picture and it'll be better to lose, end of the season, I can see him shutting him down. You know
but
I mean?
how can you, everybody keeps saying they're going to help him not get hurt. How can you help him not get hurt unless you out there holding his, putting him on your back like he on your neck, around your neck with, you know, you carrying him around like a little baby. Like you can't prevent him from getting hurt. It's no way possible. That
you get him the right nutritionist, the right exercises, and you get him in the right routine.
You
get him in the right routine on the floor. You manage this. You asked the question. I was answering your question.
I wasn't finished. You was trying to answer it before I finished the question, but go ahead.
No. Anyway, you're going to manage how he plays, like what's his name? Nas was saying, the load management that he's playing. You know, can't just throw that young boy out there and put him in there with the Wolves this first season and expect him to be banging people around. He ain't in Europe no more. You're in the NBA now.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what they wanted him to do. That's why the hype is so high for him. Everybody is like, he's the great
that's
black
coach. That's what fans want him to do.
No, that's
but
what the analysts
are veteran
saying.
Coach
not the fans.
Knows
not
better.
The fans are saying. The analysts are saying this. The writers,
they should know better.
The media is saying it.
Yeah. One thing for certain, two things for sure. The season is around the corner. I think how much use he sees in this preseason will tell us a lot. With this summer league, I believe it'll tell us a lot when it comes to Wemby. But I think Draymond Green
should stay in Golden State and deal with the things in Golden State. But why make these comments about this young man who hasn't even played in one NBA game? Why make these comments? Dude, you got your own stuff to worry about. What, Jordan Poole is gone, so now you looking around for stuff to say? You are a basketball
player.
Well,
he said it on the podcast. He said it on his podcast.
But even still,
I mean, what,
you are a basketball player. Yeah, but I just don't think that was the right direction to go in. That's just my opinion. All right, y'all. Great conversation. We'll... going to take a quick break. 563-999-3782. NFL when we come back. Listen, y'all, Treece rubbing her hands together. She ready for this list. We'll be right back, y'all. That's it. That's a tribute to 57 dancing through the house in his Prince gear. All right, y'all. I had to get that one out. NFL, y'all. They put on a list of the top 10 linebackers, okay? Number 10, there's T.J. Edwards with the Chicago Bears. All right. There's at number 9, there is Tremaine Edmonds with the Chicago Bears. Number 8, Dre Greenlaw with the San Francisco 49ers. Number 7, Bobby Wagner with the Seattle Seahawks. Number 6, Shaquille Leonard with the Indianapolis Colts. Number 5, Raekwon Smith with the Baltimore Ravens. Go, my buddy. Number 4, Matt Milano with the Buffalo Bills. And our top 3, DeMario Davis with the New Orleans Saints, Levante David with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and our number 1 linebacker by the NFL standards is Fred Warner of the San Francisco 49ers. Fred Warner.
Oh,
you say what?
Hold. Hold.
Yeah. Come on.
And you know what?
Bring it on.
I'm out of this conversation. I'm out.
I'm out. I got paid.
No, say it, bro.
Out.
Say it, bro.
I'm out.
Bro.
You already know. I just knew my man was in at least the top 5. I'm done. Whoever did that, some trash. Whoever did that standard is some trash. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm done with it.
Who's your man?
Come on, man. Michael Parsons is supposed to have been in that. Michael Parsons, I don't even care if he was number 6. He was supposed to have been in that group.
I know if he was number 7,
he was supposed to have been in that group.
They got to be listening to him as an edge. That's the only way he can.
Yeah.
Well, man.
Let's see. They got to be listening to him as an edge.
Let's see. Damn. I'm trying to see where Parsons is.
Where they got him at, bro?
I'm scrolling trying to. I don't see him yet, and I'm at 32.
They got to have messing with
007, 57 with the Marlboros, man.
Well, Michael Parsons, though he came in the league as a linebacker, he normally lined up in an edge rush position.
So I think once they go like Nas just
what
did,
you saying, defense
once they go
end?
To edge. No, this is linebacker.
No, he said linebacker ten.
No. I know, but he said, but I'm just saying what Big Brother just said. So you saying they're going to mostly give him at the defensive end, the edge rusher?
Yes, most likely, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to leave it alone until I see. I'm going to see what they say. I'm going to see you get around with that. I'm going to leave it alone.
I ain't never heard Tay say he done, yeah. His brother threw the towel in. He done.
That man threw the mic down.
Matt Milano, is he really good like that? I ain't seen it. I don't know. That linebacker
on Buffalo,
I didn't know he was good like that.
Who is that? Matt Milano.
He lives, I'm just saying.
He ain't on that to be on this list. Yeah, they could have took him out and put Parsons right there. They could have took him out and put Parsons right there. But... He
shouldn't
be on this list. Not the top 10.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
We get upset because Dallas ain't got somebody in the top 10.
The Leonard got two for the coach. He shouldn't be on there either.
Because we're linebackers. No, Dallas. If anybody who watched the Atlanta Falcons will know what I'm talking about. We had a guy down here named Keith Brookie. He was real good at diving on piles and tackling people 7 yards after they'd made, you know what I mean, after they'd made a play down the field, he didn't tackle them. And then they start acting like he all pro, all this, all that. So with linebackers, man, it's very few difference makers. It's a lot of guys who just get tackles and then people hype them
okay.
up.
Okay, y'all. Now,
so, Nas, you an Atlanta fan?
Which lane, y'all? We're going to go to the top 10. Interior defensive players. Top 10. Okay. I'm gonna go 10-1. Okay. 10 is Jeffrey Simmons from Tennessee Titans. Number 9, DJ Reader from the Cincinnati Bengals. Christian Walker at number 8 with the Miami Dolphins. Hey, Jonathan Allen with the Washington football team. 6, DeForest Buckner with the Indianapolis Colts. 5, Cameron Hayward, 57, your Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 4,
black and yellow.
Quinnen Williams with the New York Jets. Number 3, Dexter Lawrence with the New York Giants. Number 2, Chris Jones with the Kansas City Chiefs. And the number 1 interior defensive player for 2023 coming into the season is Aaron Donald with the Los Angeles Rams. I have beef with that. Seriously. Because, not just because the Rams poo-pooed this year, but I don't recall a game where Aaron Donald was flashing all over the field this season, where every time you look up, he was making a play or causing havoc. I just don't remember. Maybe my memory is shot. Maybe my memory is messed up. Maybe he did have a game this season. But if you only have a game, what makes you number one?
Facts.
What puts you at number one? If anything, and this is just my opinion, guys, whoever won the Super Bowl, their players should be listed at number one no matter what these rankings are. I don't care if we're talking about cornerbacks. I don't care if we're talking about linebackers, whatever. They won it all. So in my book, they should be number one. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing DeForest Buckner with the Colts. Really?
He used to be with our team. He was like that. He was like that, though. But he wasn't doing nothing with the Colts because they weren't doing nothing.
it makes you wonder where they're coming up with these rankings. How are you ranking these guys? You know?
Thank you.
Because I know that Jonathan Allen is not number one. But Jonathan Allen deserves to be within the top five. He deserves to be within the top five, you know? And for him to be seven on the list, it's like, and I know I'm biased because I watch his stats, I watch his game every Sunday, Monday night. But it's just like I'm looking at this list, and a lot of these guys, I haven't even heard their name called during the game. And I watch as much football as humanly possible. And it's like, okay, I watched the Colts game. I don't remember that guy showing up and showing out for the Colts. But they have him on the top 10, so, you know, hey. Yeah. So, hey, Thursday, I'm not going to tell y'all the players that we will discuss on Thursday, but there will be two more positions that we go over for Thursday. Lady T, come on, babe.
Is 007 in here?
No.
Okay. Come on, 57, with the last word.
Well, it's been a nice Tuesday. Seems like it goes so fast after we've waited so long for Tuesday to come. But we'll see you again on Thursday. We're going to do this for another 2 hours. And you know what they say. If you want it to be real, Kale's Corner is the place to be. See y'all on Thursday.
And on that note, you guys, y'all heard him. Y'all heard what he said. We only real over here. Him and Kale, that's they saying. So we got to keep it real. So with that being said, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Be safe, please. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram and on Facebook, okay? You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, be safe. It's going to be a lot of booming going on out here, but be safe, okay? Be safe. And if you guys are participating in these fireworks, make sure that you put water on your fireworks before you throw them out. You guys, make sure you put water on them before you throw them out. And keep your loved ones safe. Please keep your loved ones safe. And with that being said, Kale, you have the very last word.
All right, all right. Hey, listen. Get out, enjoy your family, enjoy your friends, enjoy the holiday. Enjoy the holiday. We want to talk with you guys, not about you, on Thursday. So everyone, again, we can't express it enough. Stay safe, please. Stay safe. We're going to remember to say a word of prayer for our sick and our shut-in and our family and friends. All right? So with that being said, we're going to continue with our Prince theme. I like this. Y'all let me know how y'all felt about this. But I like all Prince all day. You know what I mean? We'll do it with another artist if you guys are cool with it. All right? So with that being said, Thursday, we're going to bring the heat. Tang, hopefully we'll make you happy on Thursday, bro. bro, say, I quit. I ain't going to say no. I ain't saying nothing.
The mic in, bro.
Love y'all, man. Hey, listen. If you love them, they should already know. They should already know. We getting out of here.
We love y'all.